My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the lovely and talented star of the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. You can see them live at the Reagan Building every Friday and Saturday evening. And you can learn more about them online at capitalsteps.com. Their most recent CD is Mock the Vote. Elena, it's almost here. This coming Thursday, the first Republican presidential debate, and there's so many candidates, they're actually having two debates. There's an undercard. It's like a Vegas prize fight. The seven who will not make the top 10 will debate at 5 o'clock, and then in prime time, I think it's 9 Eastern, the top 10 will go.
It's like they have a warm-up act or something.
That's right.
And we don't know yet, right?
Not yet. I think Fox, they're hosting the debate, I think they're announcing 2 days before officially when they average all these polls who makes the top 10. But I think for the most part, we have a pretty good idea who's going to be in there and who's not. So.
Oh, well, we know Mr. Trump is going to be in the top 10, right?
Mr. Trump is in the top 1 in a lot of national polls, believe it or not. And is this the greatest gift to the Capitol Steps in many cycles?
Well, yes, he is the greatest gift. And one of my questions is, if Lindsey Graham is invited to the debate, does anybody have his new cell phone number? Because he's had to change it, right? And I don't have it. I don't know about you. I had his old one. Yeah, Trump, you know, Trump is making us update our show, like, pretty much on a daily basis.
He's making you earn the pay. All right. Well, the Capitol Steps have put together their first Donald Trump performance of their show, and here is what it sounds like.
You know who I am. I'm TV celebrity, real estate mogul, and your next president, Donald Trump. Now, before I get started, I have to address the recent remarks that I made about the evil Mexicans. Now, obviously, not all Mexicans are bad. Some are okay. Like the ones who mow my hair. And speaking of Mexicans, I don't get what the big deal is about escaped Mexican drug lord El Chapo. Okay? As you know, I prefer people who don't get captured. I can't tell why you're clapping at that. You know, some people think I should apologize to John McCain, but I do not apologize. I never apologize. If I knew how to apologize, I wouldn't be paying so much alimony. Besides, you all know how I served our country during Vietnam. Yeah, me neither. They said I couldn't go because I'd been exposed to Agent Orange, which was the name of the bronzer I was using at the time. But look, let's get the focus back on me, all right? My campaign is going to be the biggest, grandest, most awesomest thing you've ever seen in my own mind. Now, there are rumors that I paid people $50 to attend my campaign announcement. But see, I'm not even in office and I've already created jobs. Now I'm gonna give you three, count them, one, two, three reasons why me, Donald Trump, why I should be your next president. Number one, hottest first lady ever. Number two, I will put casinos in all government buildings. I'd put slot machines in the US Capitol building, but it's already full of craps. But that only gets one person clapping. That's weird. Number three, I may not be able to eliminate the national debt, but I'll at least comb it over. Number four, I know I said three, but I do everything bigger and better. Four is the new three. Number four, I will change the name of the presidential aircraft to Air Force One. More support there, okay. So vote for me, Donald Trump, or you're fired.
Oh, Elena, Donald Trump, again, a great gift to the Capitol Steps. But it's interesting, you know, Donald Trump getting all this attention kind of takes attention away from other candidates,
right.
Some who have been talking about illegal immigration and others who kind of have the more brash, a confrontational persona, and one of those is New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, right?
Right, and we always thought he was going to be the one saying things, shooting from the hip, saying the outrageous comments, and he's being outdone at his own game. So, but we do have a Chris Christie song in the show. You got to have a Chris Christie song. So,
absolutely.
Here it is.
He'll be in the top 10. Here we go.
Please welcome New Jersey Governor Chris Christie.
Hey, how y'all doing? All right, now look, I know there's been a whole bunch of whoop-de-doo and fol-de-rol and what have you about me in the news a lot lately. I forget about it, all right? Fact of the matter is, a law firm hired by me to investigate me has exonerated me. This is where I got nothing to worry about. But, you know, still people are asking me, you know, Governor, is this whole scandal thing going to impact your presidential campaign? I don't know. I figure I'll close that bridge when I come to it. But I think I make a pretty good president, you know why? Because I don't want to take no guff from anybody, right? You imagine some foreign leader all up in my face? No way, I don't stand for that. I mean, picture like Queen Elizabeth of England's all up in my grill. Yeah. Here's how I'd handle that. London Bridge is shutting down. Shutting down, shutting down. London Bridge is shutting down. Traffic study. Like I once did in Fort Lee. In Fort Lee, did you see? The roads were like my arteries. Clogged and nasty. But if commuters start to whine just cause I'm shown some spine, they can read between the lines. Hey, it's New Jersey. I got a movie coming out. It's called Fat and Furious. Check it out. I'll see you later.
Oh, Elena.
Maybe his new movie should be Mission Impossible. I don't know. You think he's going to be in the top 10?
He claims he is, and according to the average of polls right now, it looks like he's going to make it. He's closer to 10 than 1, to be sure. But, yeah, he's a guy who, you know, back in 2012, a lot of Republicans were clamoring for him to run, and he decided not to. And this
right.
time, events have just unfolded in a way that he's almost an afterthought. It's amazing how much changes in just a few years.
Maybe it's better to be in that first debate because you got the Carly Fiorinis and all the ones that aren't real experienced in that debate. So
yeah, I'm sure that'll have some. Well, speaking of which, you know, you talked about in your Donald Trump bit about him creating jobs to get people to come to his presidential announcement. You need 17 people for your show, Elena, just for one skit. You've got to be creating some jobs here too.
It's true. We got wigs and clever disguises. I mean, you know, the woman who plays Hillary could also play Carly Fiorini. It's fine. We just change the wigs and send her back out.
Oh, man. You guys had that great song, 76 Unknowns. They're almost there.
That's right. It's 17. So seven. Yeah, almost.
There's 5 Democrats. So that's 22 so
oh,
far.
Boy.
So far. It's only July and early August, Elena. So. A lot of time before those first votes. You could still get Uncle Joe in there. You never know.
Maybe they should just have who's not running for president you know, raise their hand.
That's right. Well, enjoy the shows.